So the protest yesterday was meant to call on the government, for victims to, let them know, how serious they are about the implementation, because they believe that with the recent political happening, there is a lack of political commitment from the government to implement the Truth Commission recommendation. But can barely 24 hours after the announcement of the protest, the government, through the Ministry of Justice, also issue a press statement for the first time, reassuring victims, Gambians, and international community that government is fully committed to the implementation of the TRRC report, which is expected to be submitted to the president not later than next month. So
Okay,
basically, government.
so basically, government responded in a positive way.
Yeah, to the surprise of many activists, partners and stakeholders in the transitional justice process, they issue a very strong statement, saying that even they are planning to establish a reparation fund that will be taken to the National Assembly for the victims. So there was a dramatic U-turn from the government with regard to its commitment to the transitional justice processes, including the Truth Commission.
Jammeh had brutally suppressed the civil society during his over 20 years in power. How active are the civil society groups in Gambia right now, and how have they evolved during this first post-Jammeh administration?
Thank you. That's a very fundamental question. As you rightly mentioned, civil society, like the media, were very oppressed during Jammeh's rule. But since the coming of the Barrow-led coalition government, there has been a significant steps taken by the civil society. They have reorganized, re-energized themselves, to take up their rightful places. And this has really, had impact in the current democratic process, because when this thing happened, they do organize protests. They do organize press conferences. They even petition the executive, and even go to National Assembly to make sure that lawmakers do the right thing for the country. So the civil society in the country have been very proactive during these past 4 years, unlike Jammeh's 22 years, where they were seriously affected by their
Repressed.
operations been seriously hampered by Jammeh's dictatorial tendencies. So unlike before, now they are very active. They have been calling on protests. They have been conducting press conferences, petitioning the government on issues they think should be done. Also making sure that the promises made by the coalition government are fulfilled. So they have been doing very well. And yesterday's protest is, it's a clear commitment of the steps taken by the civil society groups in the Gambia.